Many workers across the federal government have begun furloughs because of the partial government shutdown. Fort Drum is no exception. Civilian employees considered non-essential began their furloughs midday yesterday. Lauren Zeilenhofer is an officer with the American Federation of Government Employees Local 400. He says the union represents about 1,200 Fort Drum workers, and about 400 of them have been sent home, with the shutdown coming after 6 days of furloughs earlier this year as a result of the federal budget sequester. Zeilenhofer says many of his union members are feeling demoralized.
It's a general feeling of disgust. Nobody likes that this is happening, and especially if it's and it is avoidable. This did not have to happen. So people are, you know, morale is really bad, to put it mildly.
Because Fort Drum is made up of a handful of separate commands, each with different guidelines they must follow, it's unclear exactly how many workers at the post are affected by the shutdown. Families of soldiers and civilian workers received a letter from Fort Drum's commander assuring them that critical services affecting health, safety, and the essential military mission will continue despite the furloughs.